God to minister in the house. Amen. John 1 and 1. The Word of God says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Amen. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you this morning for the privilege to be in your house on this side of eternity, to stand once more, Lord, that we may speak as the oracle of thee, but we may declare your counsel, your life, hallelujah, your power, oh, glory to God, and your will and your purpose that can only be accomplished, Lord, is that you accomplish it in us as we, God, yield ourselves unto you, God, and that you, man, may minister through us and to us, God, and minister to a world that is lost. May God, we speak as the oracle of thee this day. May you have glory and honor, and may your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Give you all the glory and the praise and the honor. And everybody said amen. One of my favorite passages of Scripture is the opening, amen, of the book of St. John chapter 1. Amen. This states and lays the groundwork. Amen. In this passages of Scripture, amen, every false doctrine it can easily is destroyed. Amen. Immediately. Amen. Showing us, I'm reading a book. Amen. It's written by a minister that moved here from Australia. Amen. He's responsible for the ARC project, and he's also a creation, amen, scientist, amen, as well. Amen. Ken Ham is his name, but he's talking about how the gospel, amen, is got to be changed, how it's preached in the past, and how it has been preached. And what he's talking about is, amen, that folks have been told they can be Christians and Darwinists too, amen, or they can believe in something other than a creation, amen, and still be a Christian. I said, amen, what is he saying, and what does Brother Ham say about that? He says, well, you got to deny the book of Genesis. Amen. And come on with Brother Joe, once you deny the book of Genesis, I mean, what else are you going to do? You might as well deny the whole book. Amen. If you don't believe what God said in the book of Genesis, then how can you believe what God said in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Amen. So what has happened is we've raised a generation of professing Christians who don't even believe the Bible account of the creation. Amen. But say they believe in Jesus. Amen. Well, if I don't go back to that creation and look and understand that man fell in that garden, amen, I don't understand what sin is. I don't understand what being an enemy of God is. Amen. If I don't think I'm an enemy of God, how, pray tell, can I repent? Amen. Before God, show me somebody that don't think they've done wrong, I'll show you somebody that can't repent. Amen. But if I know, amen, that account, I believe the man's on to a point. Amen. He said, you didn't have to do this in generations past because we were a Christian foundation nation. But he said, there's none of them left in the world anymore. And he's telling the truth. Amen. What has been done is we've had allowed children to be raised with a non-Christian foundational teachings. Amen. That sends confusion, amen, through their minds. Amen. And they don't understand, amen, for a great deal about sin and about who God is. Come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. It's a sad statement, but it's a true one. The statistics he puts in his book are hair-raising. Amen. How many of the millennial group, amen, simply have never went to church? Amen. And how many of them that did go to church have quit going to church? Amen. Simply because they've never, probably never had a foundation to begin with. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I think we owe this generation a foundation. I think we owe them a manifestation. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. We owe them a revelation. Amen. Come on with me. I said, we owe them those things. Paul said, I'm a debtor to the Jew and the Greek. I'm a debtor to the bond and the free. I owe them something. Amen. I owe them Christ. Amen. I owe them that living, breathing. And I want to look at something today that Brother Joe, amen, believes that a lot of his fault lies at the church. Amen. They've preached a letter, amen, Christianity, but not a spiritual, amen, work of God. Amen. Now listen, I don't care how many confessions someone makes or how many preachers' hands they shake. Amen. Except that there has been, amen, a divine work of God in the spirit of a person, they have not been born again. If they've not been born again, they have no relationship with God that is right. Amen. They have no means of seeing the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Or entering into the kingdom of heaven or obtaining anything from the kingdom of heaven. What are you saying, Brother Joe? They just simply religious. Amen. But have not had, amen, that divine glorious experience of being born again from above. Amen. You know, it's amazing, amen, what people teach for a born-again experience nowadays. Amen. I'm telling you, there has to be a supernatural work of God go on. Amen. Otherwise, men, women, boys, and girls profess to be, amen, Christ-like and live, amen, more Lucifer-like than they do like Christ. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a great tragedy, amen, in Christendom today, amen, that men profess to know God, but live another way, amen. Hallelujah. What did the Word of God say? Jesus, quoting from out of that Old Testament, amen, the same one that inspired in the Old, amen, comes along in the New and says, in vain does this people worship me, for they draw nigh to me with their mouth, but their heart, their spirit, is far from me. Amen. Come on. If I'm going to be a worshiper of God, I got to worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's what Jesus said. They that worship me, God said, must worship me in spirit and in truth. When He said in spirit, I have to worship Him from my spirit. Amen. I can't just pay a homage with my mouth. Amen. I can't just spout off words. Amen. Come on, we've done it. That's where worship has been abused. Amen. They've made music and words become the worship, and that's never been the thing from the beginning. Amen. It's not music and words. Amen. It's from that spirit. It's where worship has to emanate from. Amen. If I don't sing unto God out of my spirit, amen, I'm not worshiping God. That's all there is to it. Amen to God. When I listen to where I'm singing in the choir, or whether I'm singing going down the road, amen, in the truck by myself, amen, worship is all the same. I'm going to say it again. I said it's all the same. Amen. But I can tell you, if I know God, if I have that relationship with God, amen, something springs up, amen, in my innermost being. Amen. It bubbles over. And you can sing that old song. It's bubbling. It's bubbling. It's a bubbling in my soul. Glory to God. I'm telling you, that ain't something to being born again. Ain't something to being changed by the power of God. Ain't something about a man, a woman, a boy, a girl that from the deepest inner recesses of their life, they've been a turnaround. Glory. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. I felt Him last night when I was reading. Amen. I can tell you, Brother Law said, amen, he said, if we believe that the letter can change the person, we depart from the Word of God. The letter kill it, but the Spirit give it life. Amen. He said, then we can just as believe that a student of history can be changed, amen, by reading the history. I can tell you that ain't the case. Amen. It takes more, amen, than reading a letter off a page. Amen. It takes something from God to drive home the words of God, all the way to my very spirit. Amen. Where I've got to be changed at. Amen. If you chase a person on the surface, all you've done is created a fraud. Amen, and a fake. Come on with me. We got a lot of that goes on too. Hey, put on. Amen. They look like a Christmas tree. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. They decorated. Amen. But they haven't had a change of what they are. Amen. Come on with me. I've got to be changed. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, that change, amen, of that body's coming later. Amen. In a moment, the twinkling of an eye, it's going to change. But there has to be a change in my spirit. Woo! Amen. Job says, I'm waiting on the change. Amen. He's in an earthly body. Amen. Job's done been changing his spirit. He's a serving God. He loves God. Amen. He's always in prayer for his children. Amen. I'm telling you, Job is a man that God has made rich, but he yet honors God with everything that he has. Amen. He loves God. Amen. But one day, amen, through trial and tribulation, his body is smitten. And old Job said, I'm waiting on the change. He knows one day, amen, if I'll be faithful, amen, there's going to come that final change. He has given us the earnest of the Spirit. Amen to God. What do you mean that's the down payment? What's the down payment, Brother Joe? That He's changed me. He's made me a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's the whole essence. If I'm a new creature, then I can call you. I can say, Abba, Father. I know who my Father is. Amen. And I ain't talking about earthly. I'm talking about a spiritual father. A change. I've been born again. Let me read. In the beginning was the way John establishes something. Amen. First he's establishing the deity and the sonship of God. Amen. Listen, in the beginning was the Word. Amen. That Greek translation, logos. Amen. The living Word. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Amen. Amen to my oneness, brethren. Amen. And the Word was God. Amen. Oh, come on. I read in another place where he said he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. But when he found himself in a fashion of a man, he humbled himself. Amen. To the death, even the death of the cross. Amen. He came to be that living sacrifice. That sacrifice that's going to die and live again. Amen. My, by my. Why? So that you and I could likewise, amen, even as He has made the way, have that transformation in our life, amen. I got to hurry. I got more than I can preach again. Amen. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Amen. The Word of God says, amen, He is the Ancient of Days. He's from old, He's from everlasting. Amen to God. My, amen, He is foretold in Scripture. Amen. His birthplace is foretold. Amen. At odds of higher than any gambling system would ever, amen, could ever operate under. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. 1 in 99. Amen. Chances 1 in 99, if you will, to 10 to the 99th power. Amen. Chances. That's a very small fraction of the amen of that prophet being right. But he's not the prophet that's speaking. It's who's speaking through the prophet that makes him right. The one that's speaking and prophesying is going to bring about Christ. Amen. Knows where it's going to happen. Amen. When it's going to happen. How it's going to happen. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. And everything in that Word of God, before Christ ever appeared on the scene, was told us when, where, and how. Come on. And Brother Joe, just say this. Now God don't shudder Himself from no devil. He walks up to His face, tells Him when He's going to do it, where He's going to do it, how He's going to do it. Amen. The devil can't do a thing about it. Come on. That's the God that you and I serve. I said, that's the God you and I serve. We serve a God that don't have to hide in the corner. Amen. He just tells the devil like it is. Amen. If you and I walk with Him. Amen. Glory to God. The devil can rage. He can do whatever he wants to do. Amen. We can walk on in God. Hallelujah. He is going to rage. Amen. If you're going to do the right thing. Amen. Them folks ain't going to do the right thing. The devil ain't going to bother you. He's happy where you are. He'll let you just coast along. You're all the way to hell. He don't care. Amen. But if you get to staring, amen, and messing with His kingdom, amen, He's going to come after you. Amen. He's going to defend what He thinks is His. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Here. All things were made by Him. Establishing, amen, Christ as Creator with God. Amen. God the Father willed, the Word, amen, happened, and the Spirit moved. Amen. Come on. And that has been the process of God, amen, for eons. Nobody knows from eternity. Hello? That's God's process. It's still the process today. Amen. God wills, and God's will has been written down, amen, and given to us in word format, amen, called the Bible. Amen. The Word of God. Amen. Christ is the living, breathing will of God manifest unto you and I. Amen. Come on. But if that's all God done, amen, man would be hopelessly and, amen, without any kind of hope, if you will, at all. He can never achieve, amen, that will within himself. He's a fallen creature. He fell in that garden. Amen. He's simple through his very core. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? There has to be a change. Amen. And there has to be a distinct work of God. Amen. Come on with me. I feel like preaching this morning. I said there has to be a distinct work of God. Amen. To change that man, woman, boy, girl. Amen. And by the way, that's just the starting of the process. There must continue. Amen. That distinct work of God in the life of the Christian. Amen. The same pattern. Listen, it's by the Spirit. Amen. That we are changed. We are birthed. We are regenerated in the Holy Ghost. That's what your Bible says. Amen. If you got a real one. Amen. Come on. I know I don't have much trust in, amen, most of these modern translations. I fear people are trying to water down what God is and what God wants and what God is trying to do. Amen. Come on with me. I think I'll just take that old Bible. Amen. The hundreds of thousands of revivals were preached for several hundred years. Amen. God had no problem moving. Amen. I believe the sincere heart of those King James, amen, translators was pure, amen, to God, amen, and desired to have the closest thing, amen, in the literal translation to the English language that you could have. Come on with me. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, God, amen, knew what had to be done, amen, and I can tell you, he establishes it when John writes, amen, this gospel somewhere near 90 AD, amen, that the church is floundering. Somebody's question is Jesus really God? And John, amen, sits down by the unction of the Holy Ghost and begins to pen. In the beginning was God. Amen. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Somebody maybe needs to stand up in this hour and say, look here. Amen. Let me repeat what John said. In the beginning was God. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen. Then he says, there's nothing that was made without him. Amen. So, he is, amen, the Creator. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I said, he is the Creator. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Listen, he was in the beginning. Amen. You find it in the book of Proverbs. I was with him before ere the mountains were formed. Amen. I was, amen, in heaven. I rejoiced with him daily in the habitable portion of his kingdom. Amen. Before the mountains were raised, before the rivers were run. Amen. I was with him. Oh, thank God. Listen, we've got folks today who don't even know who God is that try to make themselves an authority and tell you he don't exist. And they don't even have a clue who he is. Come on, who are you going to believe? Amen. I tell you what the world's got to have. The world's got to have somebody, amen, that hadn't just heard about God. Come on. That hadn't just heard like some fairy tale that's been told. Amen. But somebody who has known God. Somebody who has walked with God. Somebody who has experienced God. Amen. And listen, and tell them, and show them, amen, that same God. Come on with me. That same living God. Amen. God said, amen, when you in that New Testament, amen, he said, I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost. He's going to lead you into all truth. Amen. He is the Spirit of truth. Amen. And he's going to make you, amen, to be witnesses. Amen. In Judea, Jerusalem, and the Judea, and the uttermost parts of the earth. He's going to make you to be witnesses. Amen. Watch. He's going to make you to be living, breathing manifestations of the will of God. Amen. That's what Christianity is all about, by the way. Amen. Christ, amen, the will of God being brought into living color. Amen. People are dying every day because they will not deny, amen, this God. How can I deny him, amen, who didn't deny me for the Father, and he took my sin upon him and became sin for me? How, pray tell, can I deny him? Amen. I know Him. Amen. Listen. In the book of John chapter 8, amen, we find, if you continue in my word, you shall be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. He didn't say, I know the truth as an abject, amen, or amen, as an abstract, amen, let me get the right word. He meant you shall know the truth as a person. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. You'll know the truth. Amen. As a person and as the living, breathing truth Himself. Amen. My. Amen. I can tell you throughout the Word of God. Amen. It has been men and women, boys and girls who knew Him. Amen. Come on. That stood in the midst of hardships and times. Amen. And manifested the glory of God. Amen. Three Hebrew boys. Amen. Said, we won't bow to your image, King. Amen. Because we know who our God is. Amen. And we're not going to make homage unto you. Amen. Our God's greater than you are. Amen. If we die in that furnace, that'll be all right. We're going to go see that God that we're serving. Amen. But look at here. We know that God that we serve is greater than you and greater than that furnace. Come on. I can tell you that. Well, Brother Joe, it's a different generation. Same God. Amen. Same calling. Amen. Same command. Amen. Same will of God. Come on. Amen. Ain't nothing changed except the world. It's just got more vile. Amen. God's still the same. Amen. And His people. Come on with me. His people that are really His people who Christ live in, they're going to still be the same. Amen. Oh. Amen. I got to hurry. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. And then He says, in Him was life. In Him was life. And life was the light of men. Amen. That word light simply, amen, means revelation and understanding. Amen. I can tell you something. Amen. Once Christ comes, amen, if we come into His presence, we come into things are revealed to us. Amen. And understanding comes. Come on. That's why Jesus said when that scribe said to Him, or that lawyer said, amen, ask Him about sin. Ask Him about who his neighbor was. And all this that Jesus said, before He came to me, He had no sin. But now He has no covering for His sin. What did He say? I've turned the light on. He's been able to have revelated what the truth is. And therefore, amen, the only thing He can do that is right, amen, is repent. Amen. And come to that truth, amen, and embrace it. Come on with Brother Joe. We live in a world, amen, that needs the truth. Amen. They're living a lie. I said they're living a lie. Amen. That lie is going to be their demise in the end if they're not delivered from it. Amen. I can tell you, we also have come into a church world, amen, that straddles fences and lives just half the same lie that the world does. Come on. And the world's confused today because there's no distinction. Amen. Come on. Say it again. There's no distinction. I heard, amen, the Apostle Paul talking to Timothy, and he said, amen, nevertheless, after he's come off a whole list of things that are happening, nevertheless, the kingdom of God standeth sure. Amen. God, all these things may happen, but it's not going to move God's kingdom. It's not going to change it. It's not going to turn it around and morph it into something else. It's going to remain the same. Amen. He's from old and from everlasting. He is the Rock of Ages. Amen. He is the chief cornerstone. Amen. He is the high priest of God. He ain't changing. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, the world may change. Amen. What does professing churches may, amen, change what they think God said. But God has not changed. Amen. Amen. So He tells him, the kingdom of God standeth sure. Amen. Hell ain't going to take it down. Amen. Jesus said, upon this rock will I build my church. Amen. What's that rock? Amen. That is a rock of a relationship. Amen. Knowing Him, walking in that relationship, and knowing who God is, knowing who the truth is, and walking in that truth. Amen. My. Amen. He said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I listen, I got to hurry. Amen. If we walk in the light,
Let me just back up. And he said, amen, the head standeth short. Amen. And listen to what he said. Amen. And he said, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Oh, I'm glad he does. Amen. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Oh, I love the whole that song says, I'm one of his own. Woo, hallelujah. I'm one of his own. My. Amen. I'm glad to know. Amen. Old Paul said, let Corinthian church examine yourself and see if you're one of them. Amen. See if you be in the faith. Amen. Take a good look. Amen. Open that book and run up and down it and measure and see where you are. Woo. Come on. Ooh, behold, I have left no doubt. I have made it distinct, saith the Lord. I've made it so plain that a fool or a wayfaring man would not err therein. Behold, I say, if men are deceived, it is because they have shut their eyes to the truth and have deceived themselves, saith the Lord. And the God of this world has blinded men. Behold, but if men will come to the light of my glorious gospel, and behold, will seek me, I will open up, amen, their minds, saith the Lord, and I will shine in unto them and revelate truth that they then may call on the name of the Lord and be saved, saith the Lord. Amen. The Lord of him, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, amen, Paul finishes that up, let them depart from iniquity. Iniquity, amen, simply defined means the ability to sin. Amen. The ability. Amen. Where's that ability to sin, Brother Joe? It's in that old creature, that old carnal man. Come on with me. If that man, come on. God's the Apostle Paul says in Galatians 6 and 14, if I glory, I will glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whereby, or by which means, the world is crucified to me and I'm crucified to the world. There's only one means whereby man, amen, can overcome that ability, that inbred iniquity. Where's that? That's in the cross of Christ. I must identify with him. I got to know who he is. I have to embrace him. Amen. Come on. I came to in January the 13th, 1985. I confessed. I was a sinner. I confessed that he's Lord. Amen. That he's Almighty God. That he's the one that had all right to judge me. All right to put me in hell. And I cast myself on his mercy and asked him, would he forgive me of my sins? Hey, amen. He dipped a hyssop in the blood and sprinkled me on the region. Generation in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That old man, amen, suddenly, amen, died of death. That new man after Christ is alive. Hallelujah. No longer, amen, did I desire. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Listen, if you get where you're, amen, having bad desires all the time, you better get in a prayer closet. Temptation's one thing. Amen. Come on. Behold, I say the flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And behold, the flesh savoureth not, nor desires the things of God, not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Behold, therefore, that old man and all of his deceitful ways must be crucified, must be put down. Behold, that new man, after Christ, may live and manifest the life of God in that life, new life, making manifest Christ, amen, to a world that is lost, setting forth a testimony, behold, and a witness and a revelation of the power and glory of God, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. My. Amen. Let me hear. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. I can tell you that is the pattern and the process of the Christian life. Amen. My life daily must be a pattern of walking with God. Amen. I first must be born again. Amen. I've got to have that divine change. Then I've got to serve God. Amen. And do those things that are supplemental. Amen. And instrumental to keeping that divine change at work in my life. Come on. Amen. Listen. Amen. If you go to, listen to the Word of God says, let me cast down every high thought and every imagination that exalteth itself against God. The will of God. Come on. You mean, yes, the devil's going to come. I said a while ago, amen, if my mind is continually, amen, in the gutter, amen, come on, Brother Joe, and I got bad desires or hatred and malice and all these things are continually at work in my life, it's telling me something. It's telling me I'm in a dangerous state of affairs. That old man is at work, and I've not cut him off. Amen, listen, amen, I can tell you can't crucify that old man. Amen, Brother Clendenner said those self-crucified folks are the meanest people in town. Amen. But I can die with Christ. Oh! I do just like I did January the 13th. I come down and said, I resign myself of this life. Amen. Lord, I ain't worthy of anything you got, but Lord, if you'll have mercy on me. Amen. I'll embrace you. Amen. I'll walk with you. Hallelujah. I despise what I am. Come on. That's what it requires. It don't require that just one day. When I woke up this morning, I had to have the same mentality. When I woke up the day after I got saved, yes, trials will come. Temptations will come. Come on. Amen. A lot of those, listen. Amen. Not all, but a lot of those, if we're not careful, we bring on. Because we begin to get slack concerning what God tells us. Hello. If I don't mind what old Joe's doing, if I don't mind, if I don't stay in that prayer closet, if I don't stay, amen, in that place where I'm building up this relationship with Christ, amen, guess what's going to happen? Amen. That old root of that tree is going to go to grow and, amen, sprouts. And believe you me, the sprouts that come up produce the same kind of fruit as the old tree. Come on. That's why David said that, amen, said that axe is laid at the root of that tree. And it ain't laid there for no purpose. It's laid there to cut down that business. I go back. I die with Christ again. Come on. Amen. I can tell you, that old man is not crucified by natural means. Amen. He's crucified because I identify with Christ and His, amen, and His crucifixion. Amen. Come on. It said, amen, when God's going to send, when Abraham's going to send Eliezer down to get a bride for Isaac, and he said, perhaps, amen, if that bride won't come, I'll carry Isaac down there. And Abraham said, put your hand under my thigh and swear you'll never take him back to that place. Well, since when was Isaac there? He's there in Abraham's loins. He's there in the will of God. Come on. I identify with Christ. It ain't from just now. It's from eternity past. I swear. Come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. When He regenerated me, He gave me a whole new life. Amen. That originates. Amen. Amen. In eternity past with Christ. As if I have never sinned. Hello. Come on. If I tell you a past, then what's God going to do with that? He left nothing there. When He said, as far as, amen, east is from the west, that's how far He cast our sins. How far is east from the west? Ain't nobody really knows that. You can make distinctions how far is east coast and west coast. That's not how far it is from the east to the west, though. Amen. Most people believe that is a reference to infinity. Simply a number that is not a number, it is beyond numbers. Amen. That's how far He cast away our sin. But He ain't going to cast away sin, amen, that I don't want cast away. Amen. He won't help me out of situations that I don't want help out of. Come on. Listen, I got to ask. I got a desire. Amen. That's the purpose in that new man being birthed in you and I, so we can have right desires. Come on. That's a sign that when I have wrong desires all the time, it is a sign that old man is coming back where he shouldn't be. Amen. And that's that devil's going to come occasionally, and he's going to try to get you, and either he's going to come suddenly and try to trick you. Come on. Or either he's going to come and try to threaten you. Amen. But listen, when he does that, I got to remember who I am in Jesus, not who I am within myself. If it's within myself, believe you me, it's all lost. It's done for. Amen. But in Christ, amen, That's where I'm a new creature at, in Christ. Nowhere else. Amen. Let me hurry. Born of the Spirit. Amen. He finishes up. Amen. He says, the light that sent to bear witness. And he comes down to John and says, John, amen, he, a man sent from God. He was sent to bear witness to the light. He was not that light. But he was sent to bear witness of the light that lighteth every man. That's the same, John is in the same pattern as you and I. We are what John the Baptist was. We're the forerunner. Amen. We are not the light. The church is not the light. We just reflect that light, or that light of God shines through us because of the new birth, because Christ lives in us. Amen. We don't have that light within our own ability. Come on, if a man thinks that he can shine as the light of God without Christ, he's foolish. Amen. Thinks he can live the Christian life, amen, by taking thought? He's foolish. Can a man by taking thought change his stature one cubit? Jesus indicates that's not. The leper can't change his spots. The Ethiopian, amen, his skin, amen. And neither can a sinner, amen, change himself into a saint. Amen. He can put on garb. He can act out some kind of act. But it's still deep down inside. He's the same old rotten person that he's always been. Only God can change the spirit of a man, woman, boy, girl. Only God. Let me hurry. Then he closes it out. Amen. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Amen. Isn't it something that the very people that he came to save from a horrible eternity, amen, many of them hated him, despised him. Isn't it something? You want to see a radical change? The Apostle Paul, or Paul, or Saul of Tarsus, as he was then, going down. He's going down to, pardon me, Damascus, and he's going to put some more them Christian folks in jail because he's thoroughly convinced by his understanding of the law that they're mocking God. Amen. And they're an offense to God. That shows how people can become confused when they don't know the truth. Come on. That's why God sent you and I to shine His light in the dark world to bring the truth to bear. Amen. So that people have the truth revelated to them. Amen. And that's not just in words. The truth has to be revelated with more than words. It has to be light. Amen. Truth and in word and in deed. Amen. That's the true pattern of God's revelation of truth. Amen. And so, amen, here the Apostle Paul, or the Saul of Tarsus, he meets Jesus on the way to Damascus. Amen. Has a radical change. Amen. I'm telling you, he gets prayed for. God heals his eyes. And the next thing you know, that Saul of Tarsus, who's having people arrested for perverting God or worshiping Jesus, next thing you know, that he's preaching that Jesus, he is very God. And he's doing it with such a vehemence, amen, that they get angry and hate him. I mean, they was 11 him before he got down there doing that. And suddenly, because he's had that change, their whole attitude towards him has changed. You know what? We got folks who think that you can be a Christian and the world will still love you. Somebody better have a checkup. Amen. Jesus said, marvel not the world hates you. Hated me for it hated you. Amen. That world system will not love that which, amen, makes manifest what they are. Amen. You know how people tell what things are? They contrast. You know, contrast on your TV, you turn your contrast down. You ever have an old black and white TV had that contrast knob? You turn that thing down, people, it just, you know, it turned into a big old blob of gray. Hello? That ain't what God wants. That's what the modern day church is. You can't see, you can't distinctly see image, but you bring that contrast up, and suddenly you see the great definition. Amen. You see things clearly defined. Amen. You know why there's so many translations of the Word of God? Amen. Or so-called translations? It's because people are trying to break down the contrast. Amen. God didn't put you in here and I here, amen, to be a blob of gray. He put us here to be a distinct contrast between us and that world. Come on. Come on. That world should be, we are different. Amen. We are to be different than that world. The otherness of Christ. I'm fixing that to close. Amen. I'll be gone too long. Amen. Let me hurry. Which then he says, his own received him not, but as many as received him, he done something. To them. To them. The word received there means to them that embraced him. To them that believed upon him. To amen. Or received him. When he says received, that means they actually were partakers of him. Amen. Come on. They actually received and partook of what Christ really is and was. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. And said, them he gave power, Amen. Power is also translated to ability. Amen. Capability. Amen. Okay. Power to become the sons of God. Amen. My. Amen. He means He gave me something. What did He give me, Brother Joe? He gave me a whole new creature. Amen. He gave me a whole new man. Regenerated. Amen. Regeneration is a reality. Amen. God changed my whole life. Amen. Started me over again with a whole new start. Amen. Gave me a whole new conscience, void of offense. Amen. That new man. Amen. He'd never been mired in sin. Amen. He loves what God loves. Hate what God hates. Amen. He's got time. Amen. The only way, amen, that I can hear God, that new man, he's in communion with God. He's come from God. He's come from heaven. Amen. Listen. Hallelujah. I say unto thee, circumcision or uncircumcision matters not, saith the Lord. But behold, a new creature. I say unto thee, a new creature that is birthed from heaven. Behold, that new creature that loves and has a conscience void of offense and is in tune with me, hears my voice, loves what I love. Behold, and will set a demarcation in the life, will lead you into all truth, will establish you in the will of God, will disagree when you walk apart from the will of God, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, that new man after Christ, thank God. Amen, for that distinction. Then he says, this is a description of that new creature, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. In other words, this new creature ain't come from anything man's got anything to do with. Amen. You can't go to some religious organization and have them give you a new birth. Amen. They don't have that ability. Amen. God said it ain't come from none of that. But it's come from God. It is a born, that word, the word born, amen. It simply, amen, it originates. Amen. I love that word born. It also means to procreate or to regenerate. Amen. God procreated. Amen. What did He do? Amen. He gave me a whole, listen, we see the shell of who we are. But that's not who we are. Who we are lives in here. Come on. Ooh, that's what makes you and I different from that animal world out there. Amen. That animal world has no spirit. Amen. No soul. Amen. They come to this world, they leave. That's all. What's gone is gone. Amen. Amen. I don't care what anybody says. Amen. God never said He made animals a living soul. But He did say that He made man a living soul. Amen. He made him. Amen. What happened to that living soul in that garden? Man died in that garden. So he became a dead soul. Amen. And what happens? Dead souls produce dead souls. Come on, Brother Joe. We are ice begets ice and fire begets fire. Amen. But glory to God. God didn't leave it hanging there. Amen. He sent the Lamb of God to die on an old rugged cross. Amen. And while you were dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. I heard the Word of God say that first Adam. Amen. God made a living soul. At last Adam, a quickening spirit. The word quicken means to give life. I've got to close. Born of God. Nor of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. So God burst in the spirit. And then, in order for that Christian life to be sustained, amen, man, woman, born, girl must walk in the same pattern of what God has birthed in them from the beginning. Amen. He is, what's what He say? He is the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank God. Amen. That God has made a way. Amen. Modern, amen, religion tries to move away from the work of the Spirit of God. Amen. In so doing, amen, all they got is a dead religion. Come on with me. That's why. Listen, you hear, Brother Joe, that's why modern, amen, old line organizations are embracing perversity. Amen. And embracing damnation. Amen. And absolute embracing. Amen. Total. Amen. Denial toward God. Why? Because they rejected the Spirit of God. Amen. The letter giveth. The Spirit giveth life. Amen. If God's not allowed to work in your life and my life, guess what's going to happen to it? Going to die. That's why they embrace homosexuality. Amen. Allow it in the pulpits. Amen. Lesbianism. I said, listen, where do you stop at? Amen. Come on, once you start down that slippery slope, where do you end up? I heard a man a couple years ago, he was interviewing this woman. Amen. They've come out with LGBT Bible or whatever it's supposed to be. I don't call it a Bible. Amen. So that guy asked her, said, well, said, when's the bestiality version coming out? She said, what? He said, well, when's the bestiality version coming out? He said, you just got the LGBT version. I expect down the road we'll see a bestiality version. Hey, man, all these other perversions, well, we're going to have them come out with our version of the Bible as well, I presume. She got aggravated at him. As if he was saying something for her. Amen. Well, he had a point. Once you have left, amen, this, and say that one is all right, then where do you stop at? Amen. It's a road that leads to total annihilation and damnation. Amen. If you depart from the truth, amen, one iota, you no longer have truth. You've got a lie. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for the grace wherein we stand. I thank you for the life that you have given us. Amen. We have not that life of ourselves. For we cannot change ourselves. We can no longer bring ourselves from that spiritual death. But Lord, you sent Jesus. Father, you sent him. He died on an old rugged cross. You raised him from the dead to testify that he's the Son of God with power and with authority. And behold, to them that believe upon him, he liveth, we shall live also. And he has resurrected us in the newness of life, being born again of the Spirit. And therefore, let us walk in the Spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Let us, God, live in the Spirit. Amen. If we walk in the Spirit, let us live therein. And let us manifest the grace of God to a world that is lost and undone. Amen. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. Thank God, amen, for life. Amen. Thank God for real light. Amen. Thank